Yes, I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man.
Yeah, it's tax time across the country, and like it or not, your tax return is due at Revenue Canada in 53 days from now. Joining us now on the program to help ease the sting of this year's tax return is financial expert David Sweeney of Dundee Wealth Management in Squamish. Firstly, David, what are some common mistakes people make on their taxes?
One of the first ones we find is everybody's too anxious. Understandably so, that we feel if we have some money owed to us by Revenue Canada, or more or less that we've overpaid to Revenue Canada, that we want it back right away. And what we find quite often people doing is, because the real deadline for all receipts to be mailed out is February 28th, everybody's trying to get everything together right now, and stuff's still in the mail or it's missing. And because being too anxious to file, they miss things. They miss things like charitable donation receipts. They'll miss, we've even seen people missing RSP contribution receipts for the months of January and February. All those types of things because of the fact that we want to get them done so quick, so fast.
Now, one of the faster ways to get your money back is to file online. Now, what are the pros and cons of using programs like QuickTax to file your return?
QuickTax has actually become one of the most widely used programs out there to file the returns by those who are what I would call the do-it-yourselfer. From the people that, again, just it's not too bad if you've got a T4 slip and an RSP contribution receipt. But once you start getting a little bit more intrinsic or a little bit more elaborate on your actual filing, quite often, again, you'll miss things. Case in point, I have a client that his spouse passed away a number of months ago, and in filing her return, he was missing one of the receipts from Canada Pension. And he wouldn't even know he was missing it if not being aware that he actually received it. Mm-hmm. Even though, yes, he sort of diligently put everything in a folder and held on to it to file it. The concern with that simply is when you file that return because you're the do-it-yourselfer, you've missed something, Revenue Canada is going to do an assessment sometime about September, if not October. And if you owe money, they penalize you and you pay an interest payment on right. top of that for the excess that you owe. So at times, you know, someone goes, well, I'm going to do it. It costs me $35 for the program. And yet, with the mistakes that we make, and unfortunately, because again, it's you do it once a year, nobody really looks forward to doing it, and we just sort of do it in haste. And mm-hmm. so that's quite often some of the big problems with the sort of the do-it-yourself plans. It's no different than the do-it-yourself will kit. You're not going to know there's a problem until you actually do it, and then all of a sudden, now you're dealing with Mr. Martin's army coming back after yeah. you, and to you know, answer the questions. And that's the other side. Once you open up either an audit or also just a reassessment, it's back on you to solve and figure it out. And quite often, everybody gets very intimidated in those processes. And often, you don't need to, but mm-hmm. they really do, because, of course, it's Revenue Canada coming back.
So those programs are run about $35?
Yeah, $35 to $40 before tax is what they cost. Traditionally, when you use someone to prepare your return, you can pay anywhere from normally $75 to $125, maybe $250, depending on how elaborate, again, your return really is. Mm-hmm. But quite often, it's money well spent. I know with myself, we will find for clients, you know, pretty much on every case, either one paper they're missing, things they're not doing that they should be doing to increase their deductions, you know, a whole number of things like that, like property claiming the kids and all that type of stuff.
Yeah, when you do taxes for people, your clients, David, how do you, what's the pay scale like? Is it how many hours you spend on it? Or?
Yeah, basically, I mean, again, for someone that's fairly quick, simple, that is already an existing client, in other words, we're doing other services alongside of the preparation of the tax return, mm-hmm. You're normally at $50 kind of thing, and that sort of pays for the 45 minutes to prepare the return. And that's the other side of the coin, just thinking of the cost. If someone takes 2 or 3 hours to prepare their own return on QuickTax, mm-hmm. how much is your time worth?
Yeah.
Again, it's not really an enjoyable thing. But, yeah, normally it's like that for someone that might have a bit of a small business, a little bit bigger. They might look at $125 to $250. It does really come down to how long they're going to take to prepare. Traditionally, we really sort of have our clients come in with the aspect of be organized. The shoebox full of receipts isn't going to work.
Yeah.
they really need to have it. And we give them schedules throughout the year so that they know to track, okay, what am I tracking, what categories and all that type of stuff. So they've got a bit of work and play as well so that they are part of it and become aware of what their opportunities are in for further deductions.
So let's talk about reassessments. I've never been reassessed before, but what would some common reasons be for Revenue Canada reassessing what you filed?
Quite often it's again, the mistakes. Entering a number incorrectly, missing a receipt. Quite often you'll find, you know, someone that's had two or three jobs in a year, you haven't got that T4 slip from one of the employers. What will happen, because they are also required by law, the employer, to submit to Revenue Canada the data, and all of a sudden, say, for example, it was $10,000 that was disclosed that you never claimed. Well, they're going to automatically reassess it. The wonders of computers today, they start cross-pollinating all this information and go, oh, hang on a second, here's something that was missed. And so all of a sudden, they reassess, add up on this extra amount of income that you had. If there wasn't enough income tax being held, you've obviously got to pay that, as well as the late, the penalty and the interest. And as well, then continuing with that, is you've got to now explain to them why this has occurred. And ultimately, they just, if not, they just hit you with the payment, and you've got basically 6 weeks to pay it, or they start phoning you. So quite often in a reassessment, when you get it, in particular when you've done it yourself, they are quite intimidating. Now, Revenue Canada's human beings as well, and they do make mistakes. So quite often we get our clients to say, okay, no, all they're looking for is verification or something, or they've misread what, you know, what it is that you've deducted, or and all you need to do is send them a letter to re-explain your side of the case, and of course they'll review it. Now, they're not there to break knees. They're there for, to make sure we just file correctly. So, again, if it's honest and a legitimate claim, then you're okay.
Let's talk about common write-offs. Now, if you're a salesperson, what are you entitled to write off? You can write off your gas mileage and everything like that?
Yeah, a number of things when you become sort of a salesperson, or even if you're required by your employer to do work at home. And quite often, a number of us are. Certainly, you know, when you get into some of the professional venues and whatnot, someone that is a sort of the roving, you know, salesperson or whatnot, that are required to use things like their own vehicle. If you're required, what you need is a letter from your employer stating that, yes, you are required to use your own vehicle. And then you have the opportunity now to start deducting those expenses that you were paying anyhow, like the car payment, the maintenance, and those types of things. Obviously, fuel becomes part of it as well. What that does open up, though, is you need to keep a mileage log. You need to prove to Revenue Canada, when they come knocking one day, is when did I use the car specifically? And you can't go back 3 years and go, oh, okay, now I'll draft one of these things up. Because though there's a number of things that prove to them that wasn't done on a day-to-day basis. Personally, what I do for something like that, I just have a digital voice recorder. And as I get in my car, I log on what the starting mileage is, what the ending mileage is at the end of the day, and the trip odometer, and state what I did that day. And that's adequate now, because now I've got a record of every of what I drove that day. So, you know, there's quick and easy ways to get a solution. But, yes, it's going back to your question. There's, you know, your vehicle, your home, normal expenses. Like if you, again, use a den or a portion of your home for the purpose of running the business or your employment, then you're allowed to deduct that off your tax return as well.
Right, is that when you can write off the interest that you pay on your mortgage?
That would be if you've got a home office, if somebody started a small business and is operating it out of their home, or they use a portion of their home to operate the business. Personally, I use it for storage. So, yes, you can now deduct, again, those. What you're looking for is those normal expenses I pay anyhow. So property tax, mortgage insurance, utilities, hydro, all of that, which I'm paying anyhow, I want to be able to try and deduct off my income tax as a legitimate business expense.
And you can do that even by using your house for storage, storing boxes
of
papers?
Yeah, because with myself, we have, I mean, we're moving away from it, but we still have the storage requirements of holding on to clients' files for 7 years for Securities Commission audit. And, of course, over a number of years, that piles up to be a fair amount of boxes. So, yeah, I use a portion of my home as for my storage, as opposed to paying for a mini storage or something like that. So that allows me to take the square footage of that area and deduct it off my income as part of a home use of my, or business use of my home.
Sounds good, David. If you would like some help with your taxes this year, you can give David Sweeney a call at 892-5131 or stop by his office on 2nd Avenue in Squamish. Dave, thanks for your time again.
Thanks a lot, Jeff.